Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First, I just want to ask how you doing. I saw the reports of you having the surgery on your pec. John Harbaugh told us at the end of the season that you had a decision to make. Looks like you made your decision. How's that progressing right now?
Oh, man, it's going well, man. I'm glad I made that decision, you know, obviously being traded and stuff. So just kind of being ahead of the course that way. But it's doing great, man. I'm working out. I'm running. I'm doing everything I need to do. And it's going to be a speedy recovery, man. So I look forward to getting healthy and obviously bonding with the new team.
You mentioned the trade. You're going back out to the Jets, a team that you're familiar with. They look different, I'm sure, from the last time that you were out in New York. But what was it like when you found out the news? Were you surprised, or was this something that you kind of felt like could be happening?
Man, I was totally surprised, man. You know, obviously, finishing the season the way we did, man, you know, you always leave a bad taste in your mouth knowing that, like, you were one game short from the big dance. But, you know, I was looking forward to getting back into the building and, you know, I was rehabbing and things back in the building and obviously looking forward to hitting the season running. But, you know, things happen, the business side happened, and I'm just glad to be able to go to a place that I'm familiar with. And obviously I felt like when I was there that I didn't get to do everything that I wanted to do. So being able to go back to New York and, you know, fulfill the role that I wanted to give them and the person that I wanted to give them, you know, it feels good.
Morgan, you mentioned the business side, and that's what the off season is filled with. And it's a lot of bad and ugly. And, you know, it's a lot that just comes with the game itself. But we've been seeing a lot of different players that have been approached about pay cuts. I saw Keenan Allen talk about that with the Chargers, and he's like, look, I'm coming off my best season. I'm not taking a pay cut. And he's ended up traded to the Bears. We saw Ronnie Stanley end up taking a pay cut with the Ravens. Is that something that they approached you with before they did the trade?
No, obviously I when I found out about the trade, like I had no hand in it or anything like that. You know, I just got called and said, hey, thank you for everything, you know, that was done while I was there. And, you know, obviously it's the business part of it. And obviously, you know, I'm appreciative that, you know, it was done now and then rather than later. And then obviously the Jets, who I was there in 2021, felt the need that, they felt that I still was a great player, and to be able to be traded back there means a lot. But, you know, it's the business side. I didn't have any idea. I was in the building rehabbing and things, and, you know, just how it goes. But I'm very thankful for the opportunity that I was given in Baltimore. And, you know, just to be able to see how a top-notch organization does it from head to bottom every day, man, it was truly a blessing being there. And obviously the relationship that I made throughout the locker room with the guys, you know, obviously L, you know, Ronnie and guys like that. And it's just, you know, it's an everlasting bond.
And you mentioned that. I mean, look, you played for a couple of teams. You played a lot of games in this league. You've been a part of so many different locker rooms, even when you're, you know, sticking with the team from year to year, the locker room changes. What is it like when you establish those relationships that you mentioned? That whole corner over there, man, I already know you guys are tight. You, Ronnie, Lamar, and PQ now on another team. Geno Stone as well. Just what is it like when you establish those relationships and now you're going to a different city?
You know, it's hard, man. Obviously, especially in my point where, you know, I have young children who get to come into the locker room and have relationships with all these different type of players. And, you know, I told Lamar, man, I said, I respect him 100% just the way he carries himself every day. But, you know, just to see my kids, to be able to see somebody that looks like them and does it at a high level and doesn't care what anybody else says about them, just as very comfortable in his skin. For my kids to be able to see that at the highest level was an opportunity that you couldn't put a price tag on. So, you know, I'm forever thankful for the relationships that I've built with those guys. And obviously, you know, we didn't win it all in Baltimore, but for sure we had one of the best seasons there was, just, you know, stat wise and what we were able to do with one of the toughest schedules in the league.
We're talking to Morgan Moses, is Shaking It Up Sports on 105.7. The Fan here with Cordell Woodland. And Morgan, you're right. You guys had a heck of a season. Obviously, it didn't end the way that you wanted to, but only one team can go home happy. Have you gotten over that AFC Championship game? And we'll just run us through some of the emotions that you were feeling as soon as that game were over.
Oh, man, it was one of those games that you couldn't even you couldn't put your finger on, man. You know, it was just such an awkward game, man. And hats off to the Chiefs, man. You know, one thing, you know, I always said, you know, after that game, and I think Lamar said it the best, right? Like, when you're in a heavyweight matchup, you know, it really comes down to a team that's been there multiple times, man. You look at the rosters, man, they had over 20-something people that had been to a big dance at some point in their career versus, you know, I think maybe like five or six guys in our locker room. And that's not an excuse at all, you know, but obviously, you know, the moment, you know, wasn't big for them. You know, they've been there so many times that they were able to handle the pressure and things like that. And I think that's what the guys in the locker room really felt, was like, man, if we just had another opportunity. And I think, you know, everybody was thinking like, hey, this next year coming up, like, have that opportunity to get in that situation again. 100%, you know, that whole locker room would say it would be different.
Morgan, you're going from one high-profile quarterback to another one in Aaron Rodgers. Have you had a chance to talk to Aaron Rodgers? And what does, you know, blocking for a guy like Lamar Jackson, what does that do when you're now going to now block for a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
You know, I haven't talked to him, but I look forward to the conversations, you know, just to be a part of an organization and just be with a quarterback that's so cerebral and sees so far in the future. As far as the football field goes, and has done it for so many years. So, you know, but obviously, you know, Lamar is just a whole different story, man. Like, there's just one of them, the type of guy he is, man, on the field, man. Just, you know, it's just like playing a video game out there for him. But, you know, I'm blessed to be able to go to, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, a guy that's done it, you know, at high level and is still, you know, have the hunger to be able to compete. And I think that's, you know, just looking at that by itself, man, that's something that I want to be a part of. You know, obviously being a guy that's an older guy in the locker room and still wants to compete at a high level, man, there's a lot of respect for a guy like that in Aaron Rodgers.
I wanted to ask, you know, as the year went on, the Ravens, you and Ronnie, you guys started to do some things where you're splitting time with the guys behind you. Fah Lele's getting out there. Patrick McCary's getting out there. What was that experience like for you? Because I know that wasn't something that you had really done to that point in your career.
I mean, it was tough, man. You know, like, you know, this year was the first year that I had missed a game in my career.
Yeah.
I had to learn some things, right? Like, I remember Coach Harbaugh, like, coming to me and saying, like, man, I appreciate a guy like that, man, like a guy that just wants to go out there no matter what. But sometimes you got to sit back and see the bigger picture, and the bigger picture was getting me into the playoffs and being able to play as healthy as possible, you know. To be able to go out there and play with a torn pec since week 4, you know, you can only imagine just the rehab and the details of, you know, practice schedules that went down into the meeting room with, you know, as far as the trainers and, you know, the coaching staff and things like that. And so that was a kudos to them, you know, because they obviously saw something in me and knew that I had, you know, this was an opportunity that I couldn't miss out on. You know, just, you know, obviously those guys, and, you know, you look at Pat McCarthy, man, I've said this since day one, man, this guy is a guy who's a day one starter, man, at all five positions. And then obviously, you know, Falele with the upside that he has, man, his size and his speed, and, you know, if he can get out there and just get that game film and that game feel out there with the guys, man, his opportunities are just going to increase every day.
Well, you leaving and John Simpson also going out there to the Jets with you. You guys have created a couple holes on that offensive line for the Ravens. It seems like your Jets now, they've been pretty busy so far this offseason acquiring you guys and plenty of other guys. What do you make of some of the moves that your new team has made this offseason?
It's phenomenal, man. I think, you know, when you look at it, man, I always say iron sharpens iron. So just the things that they've been able to do and have been doing for the past couple of seasons on defense, and then, you know, restructuring the offensive line and getting weapons in Mike Williams and the weapons that they already have in Breece Hall and, you know, Elijah Vera Tucker at the guard spot, just all these guys that you can name. You know, it looks good on paper, you know, obviously, and obviously you got to get in there and put in the work and, you know, and make it happen on the field. We all know that. But just the excitement, you know, that feeling, that excitement that, you know, you got a locker room full of some dogs now. And so it's like, hey, let's go out here and work and put this thing together and let's see what.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy.
Well, Morgan, best of luck to you, man. You already know how I feel about you, man. Really appreciated your time here in Baltimore. You were a pleasure to cover, always accessible, man, and always just so open and honest. So definitely going to miss that, but we'll definitely keep in touch, man, and I'm sure the city will miss you as well.
Always, man. You know, love it, man. Flock Nation, man, I appreciate everybody. Appreciate everybody that welcomed me there, and, you know, I look forward to the future.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.